At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't think I want to be in the room when we talk. What is old? How old is old?
It's a hard, who are you referring to? Is if, because if you're watching a kid, you're going, you're so old when they're teens. Mm. I look at my 4-year-old nephew and I'm like, stop.
Yeah.
But what do you, when do you think you'll be, feel, because there's
I'm
a study out. You feel it?
Yeah.
Oh, but you're. Yeah.
My knees don't work like Same. They used to.
Shut up. Really?
No, I'm so serious. It gets like so swollen. It's just one knee.
I feel the pressure changes in
my ankle. You
guys are
legitimately making the, I wanted to talk about this study that came out, and I thought maybe we would all just poo-poo it together, but you guys are basically saying it's true.
But at the same time, I wouldn't call myself old.
But you're talking like my dad did before he died. Hey, the storm coming. Are you feeling it in my knees? What are you?
Oh, I feel it in my knees after I hike, and they get a little swollen. One of them.
I'm a billion years older than you, and yeah. I don't feel it.
That's because you get treatment.
Yeah, like, I'm just too poor for that.
That's not true.
I can't inject myself with stuff to make me younger. It's hard being this poor slacker.
Did you get Botox this week?
TX for the win. Dude, your little black book is my favorite thing. That is... Like, according to Gen Z and millennials, they think we're old.
Young
starting...
millennials.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Well, what's that?
Because all three of us, except for you, are millennials.
No. Erin's a Z. She tries to pretend she's
millennial.
Not. She's a Z.
I'm on the cusp.
You're are you like the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. T-Hack
are
and
you
I
a young
millennial
or an old millennial?
We're like right in the middle, I think.
Yeah. I'm just pure
well,
bred
I guess
millennial.
Young if Erin's... He's pure millennial. Mm-hmm. If Aaron's a cusp, then I'm probably a young millennial.
They think it starts at 35.
No. Don't put that on me.
But you're the one who says my knees. What is going on?
And I can't drink like I used to.
Are you? Please tell me you're kidding.
No, I'm so serious. I'm starting to get that thing where like a couple glasses of wine, I'm like, my head is hurting now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today, I literally... out loud was like, oh, I have a shot in the fridge. And it's like a probiotic shot,
right?
Not alcohol.
Right. Thank God you didn't just have a shot in the fridge.
Am I the youngest person in this room?
Maybe. When you go out to dinner and stuff, do you bring Tums? Does it cross your mind at all?
Okay, but
the Tums,
hold on.
Situation?
Before you answer that, we need to consider his diet. Because
what is going
eating
on?
A lot of fried food.
But I also bring Pepto.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
boy.
You. I have it on me at all times.
Yeah, Aaron's got the good stuff.
I only bring Tums when I'm packing for a trip, okay? I will take some on my wedding day.
Yeah, of course. I'll probably take some on your wedding day.
You should. There's going to be lots of tequila, lemonades,
I'm being
or whatever
totally
you drink.
Serious.
Probiotic shots.
Are you guys punking me right now? You have to be punking
me. Yeah, we talked before this.
This is insane. You are so ancient. I don't think this is ancient.
I think this is paying attention to our bodies.
That's true.
Being healthy.
I don't think I've ever put a Tums in my mouth. That is crazy to me.
No way that's true.
I think when I was young, maybe my mom forced one of those
right.
chalky, nasty things
you were just
into my
pooping. Or you had a gurgly tummy.
This show is as off the rails as we can get. Everything is upside down. I think you guys are just completely messing with me right now.
Not at all.
No. No, I need a Tom.
Haven't you ever had like some acid reflux and you're like, I gotta cut back on
yeah,
like
but I, yeah. I tough it out.
But you're like, oh like my a gosh, 24 year old no more pasta and tequila. Like yeah. I'll never forget.
But you don't drink pasta or eat like you don't do that. You just said like 2 glasses of wine, I'm over there with my head and my knees. You don't even know what's happening to me over here. Like what
it's been a long time since I've had a drink of hard alcohol. can't get the acid reflux. Tequila really does it to me.
Yep. After a certain time a night, too.
Oh my gosh. Exactly. Yeah, you're done.
What time do you guys go to bed?
I try to go to bed by like 9, but it's about 10 these days.
Mine's like midnight.
Oh, wow. Oh, she's still young. She's still got it.
I would love people to text in if you're capable. If you're...
Well, they don't know how to use phones.
Your arthritic hands can grip your device. What year is old? Because you guys... Are you 30 yet?
I'm 30, Aaron? Yeah. You came to my birthday party. Do you remember that?
See, it's hard when you're old to remember things.
What year is old? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105. 9.